Hey, what's good, y'all? It's another episode of Black Twitter, the show where we count down everything that's going on in Black Twitter. This week, we've got Cardi B and Offset talking divorce, and Jacquees saying he's the king of R&B, plus Kevin Hart loses his Oscar gig. All that coming up right after this.
Shout out to J-Rock. Him and Kendrick got nominated for a Grammy for this song.
They won.
They won. One.
When you get nominated, that's already a win. I feel
right. Yeah. You know.
All right. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. Coming back at you again with my wonderful co-host.
Hey, everybody, your boy, LG. I'm back with the woke segment, my woke books, all that stuff. Just happy to be here. Thank you.
Love it. And hey, everyone, I'm Ashley Gray. You can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Hey, yes. I want to give a big shout out to you and Raylan for holding it down last week.
Yes. When Ashley and I held it down. Shout out to Raylan.
Yes. Killing it as always.
And I want to give a shout out to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Give a shout out on IG.
I love it. You know, God has blessed me with another year. That's all
God
I
is good.
Exactly. God is good. And you know what else is good? Black Twitter. So let's get into it because it's been a hot week of hot topics. So first off, Cardi B and Offset last week blew up the internet, blew up Black Twitter. It was all the talk, all the rage. A lot went down in about 24 hours for Cardi B. So she came out saying her and Offset are separating. Mm-hmm. So I think we actually have a video of her saying that. But first, what are your guys' thoughts?
All right. You know me, the cynic. Only because she says she's serious and people were accusing her of doing it for a publicity stunt, just trolling. But the whole thing with the marriage was such a weird time in a troll. Like, she said they were married and they weren't. He got down on one knee and they hadn't really married one. So with Cardi, you never know. It's people saying, well, she wouldn't do that with a baby. Well, most people don't put it past her. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I will have to agree. I really feel like this is a publicity stunt, especially with the beef between her and Nicki. Now, a lot of her fans are saying that she does not necessarily need the publicity because she is at the top of her career,
right.
Which I do agree. However, anytime you are throwing your baby picture out and then you're talking about that you are separating from your husband, but you're not getting a divorce, and both of you have projects dropping within the month. Like, seriously, it's hard to believe that this is really what's going on.
Wait a second. See, do you think she's pulling like a Kardashian move? Like, she's
really?
Absolutely.
See, I don't know. I am going to have to disagree here. I think it's real because, I mean, Offset cheated on her before.
But she's always stayed with him.
She stayed, but she also said, if you do this again, you're going to lose your wife. And he did it again.
Here's the thing.
I don't know. I kind of think that she's done.
I totally get it that it could be valid this time. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, but she's cried wolf so many times it makes her less credible.
Yeah. And I really feel like she's pulling one of these Kardashians, even the Beyonce and Jay-Z situation, where you're putting your business on a public platform in order to get more clout or in order to gain more attention, especially, I will emphasize, with the whole Nicki and Cardi beef. You see Nicki doing the most right now on social media, and we're talking about both of them. But before, we weren't talking about Cardi, we were talking about Nicki until Culture's picture dropped, and until she was like, oh, I'm separate. And then what got me is, well, we're not gonna divorce or nothing like that, but we're gonna say, honey, if you're serious, then let's talk divorce.
Yeah, right. Talk to me when you got the paperwork done.
Right.
But she said, and we're gonna watch a video later where she says, well, that could take some time. So we have a video of her performing, and this is when she actually dropped the D word, divorce. So she rewrote kind of on the fly the lyrics to her song Motorsport. So let's take a look at that.
Cardi.
Yeah.
She got the mean snapback too. Snapback body.
Yeah, we're gonna get a bit bored. Yeah, Cardi B. There it is. So, this is what sparked fans to be like, oh, damn. Mm-hmm. She's getting a divorce. And then we have another video of her that she, you know, her favorite way to talk to her fans, talk to the world, is obviously through her Insta stories. So we have another video of her kind of breaking down this whole shenanigan. Let's watch it.
Everybody been bugging me and everything. And, you know, I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now. And we're really good friends. And, you know, we're really good business partners. And, you know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to. And we got a lot of love for each other. But things just haven't been working out between us for a long time. And it's nobody's fault. It's just she's like, I guess we grew out of love. But we're not together anymore.
See, usually Cardi's like throwing shoes and like choking girls out.
It's a little different.
And
see,
I'm
going
to always have a lot
time.
Of love for him because he scripted. Is my daughter's father.
The
and,
shade yeah. on that side of the table.
Seriously, like Cardi B, we know her to have a very fiery personality, especially right. when she's passionate about something. So for her to, you know, render this script and perform in front of her audience on Insta stories, like, to me, it just is not, it's a read. She's reading from a teleprompter, probably.
So to play devil's advocate, do you think she was maybe a little bit more demure because now she's talking about the father of her child?
No.
Not the way she was rapping about him.
Exactly.
To offset on.
It's smart. It's a, as a businesswoman, right? She did mention that they were business partners, yep. and that's what I took away from that. This is a contract that they have signed together, and they are going to milk this cow until the cow has no more milk.
But I don't know. I just feel like she strikes me as the type of woman that, like, if she finds out her man cheated again after he cheated so publicly before, and she, like, forgave him for the most part, she cut him off. But I could be wrong.
But I don't she would have mentioned that. I feel like she would have been like, right. You know what? He cheated on me again. I'm done with him. Da 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 da. No, I just feel like this is like, I'm not heavily invested. I guess right. that's why I'm just so nonchalant about it. I'm like, it's fake. And it would be more entertaining if it was real.
And let's say we give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, uh-huh. you know, I take her at her word that she means it in her heart. Well, guess what? How good of a, like, another media story 6 months now. We're back together. Hey, divorce is off. And all these likes and her social media account goes up. You know, so.
Especially because I understand that before when he cheated on her, that was her boyfriend. But marriage is serious. This is your time
exactly.
to actually stick it out. Like, publicly, you should never come out and say, well, we're separating. You haven't even been married for more than how long. So this is just so messy. And that's another reason why I think it's a publicity stunt. Like, you're not taking this marriage seriously.
Speaking of taking marriage seriously, if we can pull up the Insta story from the girl who is alleged to have...
Is this Summer?
Yes, Summer Bunny on Instagram. That's what she goes by. She is an Instagram model. So she came out with an apology. She pretty much said... Let me pull this up. And again, to Cardi B, I'm extremely sorry this has happened. I hope you can keep being real and happy. I'm ashamed and embarrassed, but I'm truly sorry for forgetting my worth and respecting your marriage. She also went in, she also put out a video saying that she wasn't sure that the marriage was that serious. I'm like, sis, it is a marriage.
Yeah.
It is serious. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
And she started crying real quick.
Yeah.
Ladies, speaking of me being cynical, if she really feels like that way in her heart, that she's sincerely regretful, but it's almost like because it's so dramatic when she came out the video and crying, I'm so sorry for sleeping with your man, Cardi. I don't know. That just
like,
felt kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
if you,
you
do a
you
Twitter
knew what you
apology,
were doing.
Yeah.
Everyone knows they're married.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing.
And even
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't like she thought is, I don't know, man, we start crying on the video. I almost make that things like, is worse. There are some things I think that you do wrong, you know, you apologize once for and you keep it moving, but don't keep like apologizing over and over again.
Yeah, because it was like this, the videos, yeah. just everything. The most, doing the most.
We live in a world where social media can really grant you the fame that you want. Mm-hmm. And so if you feel like you have any type of platform, you are going to definitely take advantage of situations like this. And I think that's what little Sunny Bunny's doing.
Seriously. Sunny Bunny, exactly. So right after Cardi B announced that, you know, they're separating.
Immediately.
She put out the picture of Culture, who, let's put that up because she's adorable.
Yes.
Absolutely. She's so cute. And this is actually the first picture that Cardi ever released.
And as a father, I don't know if she bounced it off of Offset or not, but I would hope she would have got his blessing.
Do you think it was like, okay, well,
I don't think she cares.
Yeah, like, I don't care. I'm going to just put this out. Which made me think maybe he was the one saying, don't put our daughter on social media.
You know?
Possibly. What do you think, Ashley? You
could. I really honestly feel like neither one of them had a necessarily an issue with putting their daughter on social media. It was just a matter of timing.
Right.
Like, I literally just only, that's just my stance on that. Because I think this is all a gimmick. I really do. It's timing is everything.
People are talking. Yeah.
And why it's smart to release a picture that everyone has been wanting to see right before you drop a project. Not only her, but her husband is dropping a project soon too. And Nicki has been doing the most. So you smart girl, I seize you. I seize you and I respect your grind, okay?
Exactly. And probably, what was a day or two later, Cardi got nominated for what, 5 Grammys?
Damn. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had quite the week last week. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right, moving on. Speaking of music, this was trending all day today, probably still is trending now. Jacquees claimed to be the king of R&B. We have his Instagram up right now, so let's roll this video because it got Black Twitter a talking.
What's good, y'all? What's good? I know I got a pimple on my chin.
Dude.
I'm a bust that bitch later. But I just want to let everybody know that I'm the king of R&B right now for this generation. I understand who done came and who done did that and that and that, but now it's my time. Jacquees, the king of R&B. I just heard him say it, and I've been feeling like that. ATL, let's get it. I'm the new king of R&B.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
he's new king of trolling.
Part of me was like, this was kind of smart because now everybody's talking about it. And everyone, like, I went to go check out his songs. I was like, oh, let me see.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I sure didn't. But you know what I took away from what he's saying is that for this generation, and you are right, for this generation, because for my generation, I feel like it was Chris Brown.
Right.
And then, you know, whoever,
too.
So I get what he's saying because I don't even know how to pronounce your name, hun. So sorry, sis, but you are, for this generation. Like my little cousins, yeah, sure. I'll let you have that. Have it.
What do you think?
I barely heard his name. Like I've heard his name around, you know, R&B circles, but I've never heard one of his songs. Doesn't mean they don't play it on the radio every now and then, but just to show you, he's not like one of the guys in top rotation all the time.
Yeah,
so, but
I think main song that made the charge, like, topped at 69 or 67, somewhere in the 60s. Yeah.
So it's just like what everybody does. We're just talking about it, you know, trolling for likes, and you get more out there. Your views go up. You know, you generate all this hype, even if it's false.
So do you guys think that we're going to see more people doing stuff like this just to get the views up, the likes up,
yes,
the attention?
Look at Jess, right. Hilarious, who's always on freaking the Shade Room in the comments arguing with other quote unquote air quote celebrities just to, like, seriously, this is what people do. They troll and then people respond to them trolling, and that's how they end up as a cover story.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. Well, Miss Wendy Williams had something to say about that.
Of course she did.
Let's check it out.
So speaking of Jacquees, you know, he's claimed to be, over the weekend, the king of R&B.
I started laughing.
They're like, who?
You know, he might feel that way for his generation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For his generation. The king of R&B, though, will always be, I guess, Michael Jackson. Yeah, well,
I can see him the king of
pop.
He's the king. And Diana Ross. And Diana Ross.
Girl, what?
The queen. She's the queen.
She's the queen of everything. For,
like,
her generation.
Everyone knows Diana Ross music. But I'd have to give Chris Brown a solid.
Yeah.
A solid.
Breezy.
Okay. You know. You know, according to Spotify, Chris Brown So speaking of Jacquees.
All right. So, yeah. So that's what she had to say. Other celebs also chimed in. We have tweets from John Legend, if we can get those up. He says, honestly, I don't think there is a king of R&B right now. Anyone consistently dominating the charts, selling out arenas, etc., a la Usher at his prime. Not a comment on quality. I think the throne is open right now.
I totally 100% agree with that, because while we were sitting here discussing, I was thinking to myself, well, who is or who would I consider the queen? I mean, sorry, the king of R&B right now, even queen. Yeah. I don't think that there is anyone out there. Maybe people will say Ariana Grande, but she's more poppy to me.
Yeah, I consider her more pop.
Even though, oh, girl, did you hear Aretha Franklin call her a little black girl?
What?
Yes. No, wait. It wasn't Aretha Franklin. Was her? No, which one died?
Aretha died.
Okay, so it wasn't her. It was Patti LaBelle. We went to Patti Pies.
Yeah, Patti.
So Patti.
I was like, wait. Aretha came back from the grave.
Yeah, well, honey. You know, I'd be confused. Yeah. But yes.
You and Fox News that day.
Ariana's got a great voice, you know, and she definitely wears a lot of bronzer, like we're talking about in
her
video.
But she ain't black. But she ain't black. So let's just not even give her that leeway.
Right. Can I throw a couple of suggestions out?
Yeah.
For me, I don't know, Bryson Tiller, Tory Lanez, The Weeknd. I even like Drake. Drake's
you know
music
what?
Is so R&B.
John Legend also said he agreed with you on The Weeknd. So he says, part of me is talking myself into saying Bruno or The Weeknd, but I'm not sure they neatly fit into that genre.
They don't. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
I don't know if those two fit into that genre.
Mm-mm.
But it was just very interesting to see that somebody who came out of the woodwork, Mr. R. Kelly himself, because a lot of people were saying, no, R. Kelly's the king.
He was the king for his generation.
For his generation.
Gotta give it up.
I mean, as weird as he is.
But
he put out an Instagram post, as we're seeing right now, that it just had the crown emoji and then period, hashtag born for this.
Gross.
So, yeah, he's... Such and that's all we're going to give him.
Well, quick question, ladies. Uh-huh. And you know me to always be the devil's advocate.
Of course.
We know R. Kelly has been not convicted, but he fought all the charges, but been accused multiple times. So where most people think it's true that, you know, he's abused underage girls. My question is, how much can you separate the art from the artist? In other words, 100 years from now, nobody's... As a creator, like, everything you shot is going to be an artifact. It's going to be left over on the internet or wherever you post it. R. Kelly's songs are going to be around here. So I think while that stuff is a huge stuff right now, 100 years from now, we're just going to look at the music. Like Michael Jackson, nobody says he got accused of molesting a child. A couple of children.
Yes, they do. They still do.
But the thing is, I think most people consider Michael Jackson like the number one singer-songwriter. You know, that at least, you know, that's what Wendy was saying.
Right. I get what you're saying. I guess time is all relevant, you know, but I still can't. When I see R. Kelly, I'm just like, you have girls, underage girls that you're keeping hostage. And that's all I see.
Like,
I'm not two-stepping.
I really feel
love.
Like
okay?
the more we talk about it, the more people actually realize exactly what he has done to girls. I mean, back when
allegedly, because they're allegations.
It's not no allegedly. Let's
alleged,
not even pretend to do this.
But he beat all the charges. That's the thing. That's why legally you have to say alleged.
Beat the girls too. I'm not even going to play that game today.
Exactly.
I'm not playing that game today. No. Because it's too many people, especially in the black community, who's covering for him and saying, no, he's good. No.
I'm not saying he's innocent.
When he was with Aaliyah, who was clearly underage,
15,
that was wrong.
Yeah.
And since then, he's been doing this, and I'm not going to give him a pass. Sorry,
he definitely has a pattern.
I'm not stepping in the name of that love.
No.
Done.
Now you remind me of my Jeep, all that. I mean, never mind.
So here's what some people on Black Twitter are saying. This one I thought was really funny. So this is from Kofi Yeboah, I believe it is. If you told me to name 5 original Jacquees songs to save my apartment, I'd start packing immediately. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, yo, it'd be a wrap. I'd be like, we got to pack up because this is going to burn down. I don't know.
Exactly.
I can't name it.
I probably can, like if it comes on, I probably would know it, but I can't name it.
Yeah.
Which means you're not legendary. But maybe my little cousins could.
Right, exactly. That's what I was figuring. I was like, well, maybe the younger generation
you know, which is so unfortunate. I'm so sorry, guys. That is your person. Sorry.
Because we had Usher and Chris Brown.
Yeah, even though Chris Brown, he was beating on women,
he
too.
Was.
And Usher was getting people herpes.
Which I still have not forgiven him for.
Right.
But
we got herpes in a man and a woman here.
Hot up in here. Burning.
It is hot. It's always hot up in here. All right. We're going to move on to our next story. Mr. Kevin Hart was tapped to host the Oscars this coming, what is it, January, I believe? Mm-hmm. And old tweet surfaced, old homophobic tweet surfaced, and he did not want to apologize for that. The Oscars came at him saying, you know, we think you should apologize, and he dug his heels in and said, nope, I'm not apologizing, and stepped down from hosting the Oscars.
And Lena, can I clarify, too? He says they are from, like, I don't know, like 10 or 9 years ago. And he said he already apologized.
Right.
And he addressed them before. So, and I actually, there's part of me that, like, this is, like, good man by standing by your integrity. It doesn't mean he shouldn't apologize. But the fact that he stepped down from the Oscars on his own terms, because some, which raises the question. We were talking about this earlier. How many times do you have to apologize
for the same
thing?
As many times as it takes.
I agree.
If you continue, like, literally, this, I didn't know about the tweets before, so now this is new to me.
Exactly.
So
here
we go. This is new. So you need to, as a man, step up and say, you know what? I was a fool back then. You know,
comedy
was different back then, and I would say jokes that would get the crowd laughing because it was a different social setting. But now that is unacceptable because so many people say, like, he's a comedian. It's what they do. Sweetie, you're not doing a set. You're not on stage. And even if you were on stage saying this stuff, it's not funny. Like, calling somebody a fat-faced fag is not funny.
He's
a
got
fat
that.
Face
no,
fag?
That is not okay.
Are you kidding me?
It's not
and
okay.
And you're not funny anyway, Kevin. And you were not. He oh, didn't step down. He didn't step
one.
Down. He was dismissed.
No, no, he stepped down.
That's what he told you.
She's on one.
He said, I choose. Well, anyway, moving on from that point.
He was for your...
Okay, so Kevin took to Instagram and had this little video, so let's roll it.
I swear, man, our world is becoming...
In bed.
Beyond crazy.
In bed.
And I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. My team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve...
Thank you.
...as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, then do you. I'm the wrong guy, man. I'm in a great place. A great, mature place. Where all I do is spread positivity. If you're not doing that, you're not on my page.
All right. So here's my thoughts on this. I get what he's saying, that he's evolved, all this, that, and the other.
Addressed it before.
But like Ashley said, this was the first time I ever heard of these homophobic tweets. So I never saw an apology. And I never heard about an apology.
So you want to hear another
and,
one.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you don't have to make a big deal out of it. All you could have said was, you know, I've evolved. I'm now 40.
Exactly.
I'm in a different space. I grant that everyone has the ability to evolve in their thought process and just life in general. And so I'm not going to hold them accountable for what they did when they,
exactly.
or not, you know, not hold them not accountable, but if they step up and say, hey, that was wrong, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Here's the thing though. I think he should have once again said, you know,
and he eventually apologized on Twitter. He gave the full.
He did. Eventually.
But here's the thing. So Sarah Kate Ellis, who we have a tweet from, is the CEO of GLAAD. And what she said was Kevin Hart shouldn't have stepped down. He should have stepped up. Hart's apology to the LGBTQ people is an important step forward, but he missed a real opportunity to use his platform and the Oscars stage to build unity and awareness. She also goes on to say in another tweet, we would still welcome that conversation with him. The Academy has recently made significant strides in featuring diverse talent on stage, and they should now double down on that commitment as they look for a new host.
Mm-mm, we don't need him as the host. And there is a difference, a clear difference between apology versus clarification. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't expecting him or needing him to apologize. He just needed to clarify. And I feel like he was backpedaling in that fake apology that he presented on Instagram. It's like, I'm in a mature place, and if you're not on my page, then that's just it. To me, it felt defensive. Mm-hmm. And if you're so mature, then just step up and clarify, period.
Here's my problem. I mean, with these liberals, and I don't mean, I mean,
you
mainstream
just did
liberals.
Air quotes.
I know, air quote.
I know.
I'm also talking about white liberals. Not to get too label on it, but I feel like black people, we could cut each other down all the time. We can say the N word this, N word that, I'm gonna kill you this, BITCH that. Oh, that's fine. No backlash. We can degrade ourselves, but the minute we degrade them, it's a different standard, and that's we'll get to this later, but mm-hmm. the whole point about Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman doing the same thing. Are they canceled?
Are
they disinvited?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's not be selective about it.
I don't think that people are being selective. I'm going to call a spade a spade. If you're wrong, you're wrong, no matter what color, race, ethnicity you are.
So black people saying the N-word to each other in rap.
Do I say the N-word to people? No, I don't. So whatever you choose to, I don't listen to that. And when I have kids, we are not as a family going to listen to that. I cannot necessarily dictate what other people do. But in my little world, I'm going to call a spade. And I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart for many reasons. And this just is the cherry on top.
Which is fine from your personal perspectives, you know, being family oriented. But I'm talking about this liberal lady from GLAAD who's trying to point him out. She's very selective. There's a lot of things that they let us degrade ourselves and we can call each other, but it's only when we talk to them. So I'm just looking for some, you know, equality. So it's very inconsistent.
I feel you, definitely.
I definitely feel like it was a popular subject and he was trending and she jumped on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that she's an opportunist, but...
Plus it was a troll. It wasn't like some journalist activist. When this guy who has like these robot tweets and stuff who does that.
Digs up,
puts in certain names and puts in gays or whatever. He finds this doesn't make it right. But the point is, it didn't come from somebody saying, hey, Kev, let me educate you. It came from a troll like trying to expose him and just going to expose somebody next week.
So. Right. So D.L. Hewley also had something to say. So let's check out what he had to say.
D.L.
So let me get this straight. A comedian tells a joke that offends people and refuses to apologize. And people want to know what I think of that. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. Well played, Kevin Hart. That is how it's done. People always go, why do comedians get away with it? Because we're not scared to get fired. You can say whatever you want to if you're not scared to lose your gig. Well done, Kevin Hart. Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
You know, I have so much respect for D.L. Hughley, and this was so off to me. I just want to read something. In one tweet in 2011, he said, yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay. In another one from 2010,
oh, she got receipts.
Hart said, someone's profile pic looks like a gay billboard for AIDS. Mm-hmm. And in another written tweet in 2009, he called someone a fat-faced fag. That's not a joke.
Okay.
It's not a joke, D.L., and I have so much respect for him, but for him to say this is kind of off for
Here's why I kind of rock with DL on this one, and I'm not talking because those jokes on Twitter don't come off as jokes.
That's not
I get
set.
It.
That's,
but I'm talking about on a set, I'm a big advocate of artists having freedom of speech, and I don't want to live in a world where, you know,
well, you
Kevin
can have
Hart
freedom of speech, but you can't have freedom from consequences. That's the thing.
No, but that's. Okay, that brings up a good point. That brings up a good point. He's not going to go to jail, so technically it's free, but there's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I don't want to live in a world where comedians are filtered. I don't want to live half of Dave Chappelle's jokes, Richard Pryor, Red Fox. There's a long lineage of...
But we're not talking about 90s comedy. We live in 2018 now.
Okay,
like,
but can I
seriously.
Can I get to my point, though?
Yeah.
My point is that I don't want to live in a world where people are basically... comedians are filtered. I think artists should say what they want. There was like some white football player who tweeted the N-word when he was 16. He's like, I don't care. You know, whatever. He's not talking about me. I don't think it's relevant. You know, yeah, shame on you. But he was 16. That's just the way I look at it. I'm very into free speech for artists.
Yeah. Okay. Nick Cannon, actually, I'm going to roll this over
to
you.
My
because
boy.
This is going to... ease into our woke segment. Yeah. So you take it away from here, because he had some words about this, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, good. Thank you, Alina. Mm-hmm. We're getting to my woke segment, and we're going to seg from the Kevin Hart tweets to Nick Cannon. Mm-hmm. And if we can throw to, he has two tweets. If we can throw to the first one and then maybe to the second one. Okay, interesting. I wonder if there were any backlashes here. And if we could throw to the other tweet or the other screen grab, what he's referring to is that he found these tweets where Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman, our engineer's pulling it up right now. Here we go. And I effing love Wreck-It Ralph. Sarah Silverman, I don't mean this in a hateful way, but the new Bachelorette's F word. F-A-G-G-O-T. So the thing is, again, we got to start applying this equally. And that's what I hate about cancel culture. Cancel culture does not apply things equally. If we're going to cancel him, we got to cancel Sarah Silverman, Amy Schumer, and we need to go back and find everybody who said that instead of like selectively doing it for some
people. But they weren't up to host the Oscars, though.
They're going to be there. They need to be disinvited. They were invited.
I think that they did receive backlash when doing this tweet. And right now we're talking about Kevin Hart as the host of the Oscars. So right. We got to put it in context.
I understand. I respectfully disagree. I understand what you're saying, but respectfully disagree.
Yeah. All right. So what's up next in the woke segment?
Okay. Next in the woke segment, we got our shout out to our brother. His name is Sonic Fox, and he won the Video Gamer Awards. And in a minute, we're going to throw to the clip, and I left the point we're supposed to start at. But when he's in the middle of taking his award, he goes up there and he makes a remark, okay, hey, everybody, yes, I'm black, I'm gay, and I'm a furry, and I know right wing hates me, but hey, you know, whatever. Well, let's see it in context, and I want to get you guys' opinion.
Okay.
Say is that I'm gay, black, a furry, pretty much everything a Republican hates, and the best esports player of the whole year, I guess. Thank you so much.
Yeah, let's cut it right there. And the thing is, I don't even necessarily say I have a problem with it. No, I love all my brothers, black, gay, furry. In case do you guys know what a furry is?
I don't.
A furry is somebody who
dresses up and like.
Yeah, in the fur costume. And
like
it's a gay, it's a sex thing too. Yeah, but it's a sex thing.
Oh, yeah, I know about it.
And then so, you know, if you want to be a gay furry, I'll support you. Do your thing. You know, much love. But the difference, here's again, I think it's just for my generation, it's different. We respect, of course, you're supposed to, you know, treat black people as equals, gays as equals, furries, you know, everyone should be treated equal. But I come from an era where it's like, okay, yeah, what's up? Well, if I see another brother walking down the street, yeah, what's up? You know, it's subliminal. I don't go, hey, everybody, I'm black and I'm gay and I'm a furry.
So you have a problem with him saying that?
I don't have a problem with it. I just have a problem. But here's the thing. I think people exploit it for show. That's my problem. My problem with wokeness these days. People exploit wokeness for being trolls. And case in point, if we can go to his tweets, let's look at, this is Sonic Fox. Literally, I don't care. Yeah, we'll read the first one. I don't care to talk to you anymore. I don't even need to delete, apologize. Whereas the people who've been following me trust me enough to already know my stance. Let's see you fare through with your rhetoric. And then if we could scroll down to the next one. This one really caught my eye. Okay, I got no time. Somebody talk to me. A black guy who thinks it's okay to say the N-word, LMAO. You actually don't have ish on me. It was relevant to your agenda. You've pointed out 2 months ago, don't got time for the racist, anti-Semitic people. And let me just tell you, like, just factually where he's wrong. I brought up the N-word before, and this is the very thing. Okay, our parents, Martin Luther King generation, a couple generations before, like, you know, don't say that word. You know, it's derogatory with black people. But here's the thing, what people don't know, like, all words come from a certain word in etymology. Back in Africa, in ancient Kush, they referred to black kingdoms and black kings as negus. Negus, N-E-G-U-S. And when the white folks come over and they start colonizing and they'd hear, we're part of the negus, they used it, probably twisted it, gave it their own bastardized spin. But what most people don't know, like he doesn't know, that's what I mean about the fake woke thing. Do your research, bro. Mm-hmm. Do your research. The etymology of the word. If I'm calling a brother negus, I'm saying like you're king. You know, you're from the original Kush.
Well, I will say that to piggyback off of you, that words do have specific meanings, but over time they do evolve into different types of meanings. In today's society, in the Black community, they're not thinking like that. And I won't say that, you know, it's wrong not to think that way. I think that's a beautiful way of thinking, especially if that's the true historic meaning behind it. But I don't say the N-word because to me it has a different meaning in a different context, and it's not necessarily used positively, but some people do use it positively. I just choose not to use it at all.
I don't use it at all for the same reasons that you do, too.
Well, coming from a long negative family where my uncles and dads and everybody...
I wouldn't dare.
We were raised in different families.
Yeah, it's not a part of my vocabulary.
But also just to clarify, duly noted, respect for the... you guys are saying the context and all that, and how it affects you, but I just wish people would do their research, because when you go out there and pretend to be woke and just know what you're talking about, and that's the problem when everybody goes out saying, I'm this, I'm that. You know, do the knowledge.
Even doing that research and listening to what you are saying, that word over time was used by white people to degrade Black people. So it's like, yes, you can have that and hold that up on this pedestal, but there was a part of American history where that word was used so vulgarly against the Black community. And it still is. So I just choose to back away from it slowly and not, I mean, I'll teach my kids and I'll teach people the meaning and the historical value, but I choose not to incorporate it in my
whole thing is like, I choose not to define myself by how my oppressor labels me. They say N-I-G-G-E-R-S. That's a bad word. It's a terrible word. Has a terrible connotation. We get that. I'm just saying, negas, and you could spell it N-I-G-G-A-S-N-I-G-U-S-N-A-G-U-S. That's a word. That's an African term. And that's the... As done my research, that's the etymology and the history of the word, and I don't let the oppressor tell me what it means.
Different things in different languages, especially in Africa. I know that there is a word for that in Southern Africa as well, where it means something else in the Xhosa language. I can't remember exactly what it means, but there are different meanings for that word. But yeah, I just, like Ashley said,
in America,
we know what it means. And
Martin Luther King ain't fight for nothing. No. And he did not. I mean, I just don't want to just incorporate that into my vocabulary. But kudos to this guy.
And I am totally happy that, you know, he's out. He's proud. He's stating it.
We all agree that.
I think that even some people get kind of it gets sticky, or people get wishy-washy if a Black woman comes up and say, I'm Black, I'm strong, and I'm proud. It's like, well, what's the girl? We know that. Why do you have to say that? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something to be proud of. Like, if I come in front of a congregation and I say, I am very proud to be a Black woman who was strong, who was very aggressive in how she approaches situations, and I refuse to allow, you know, I think that's okay for him to be like, look, I'm gay, I'm woke, I'm a little
I'm a furry.
I'm a furry, honey. Like, if you want to be...
And I won.
Exactly. Yes. If you want to be as flamboyant you want to be, for lack of better description, boo.
You do you, boo.
Yeah. Do you. But here's the other thing is, like, the way all Republicans think, and I'm one of those people, like, I don't condemn all Republicans. We know Trump, you know, he definitely promotes racism. But if you talk about Republicanism and conservatism in and of itself, it just means you want a lesser government. We know they're associated with a lot of things racist. Right. But that's my thing. Just because one side is being racist or earnest, I just try to hold myself to a higher standard. Yeah, I don't want to do the same thing they do. So, people do your research.
And I think it's all surface level, too. Like, when he refers to, like, the Republican thing, I feel like it's very surface level. And people who are very intellectual, they know that all Republicans are not, like, don't think this way. Right. So, I didn't have a problem with what he said. But I get what you're saying. But I get what you're saying.
I love it. I love this discussion. I love that we talk about this in discussion. But yeah, that wraps it up for this week.
Right. So, except for my woke book challenge. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. What's the woke book this week?
The woke book this week is Agents of Repression, which I actually read when I was in college by Ward Churchill and Jim Vanderwall. Basically, because Rayleigh and I talked about this vandalism went on the Black Panther mural. And it shows how the government, the FBI, COINTELPRO basically infiltrated not just the Black Panther movement, Black Power movement, but the Native American movement, the Brown Berets, the Latino movement, and basically instigated all this. So Agents of Aggression, cats, you don't have to put no, you know, money by your ear. You know, talk to the,
put
book.
The book. Read a book.
Read a book.
Read a book. Enlighten nice. Yourself. Awesome. All right. Well, where can the good people find you guys?
Everybody, Al G. You can find me on IG now. New IG. Al G underscore Jamaica House Film. Al G underscore Jamaica House Film.
And everyone, you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. And you guys can find me on all the interwebs at Alina Vision. And that's Vision with two S's. Until next time, peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.